715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Monday morning and welcome to Feedback, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. on Monday. We will continue to update you with the shooting scenario at the Naval Yard in southeastern D.C. As we get more information, we'll bring that to you. Apparently, there was an active shooter on the Naval Yard, several shots fired, and the first initial report is injuries and so forth. We'll get more information about how serious and relay it to you as we find out. Let me start off today by asking you a question that you may or may not know the answer to. And if you do know the answer, I definitely want to hear from you. 715-845-2155. How many government agencies are actively have departments or factions within their agency that not only are armed, but have the ability to arrest? How many would you say, how many government agencies have armed personnel and are authorized to make arrests?
How many? That second part is going to be the tricky one. Because I would imagine there are quite a few armed federal agencies. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the FBI, the CIA, the other spy organizations, the Defense Department has their own.
Yeah, and these are the ones that are quite obvious. FBI, CIA,
ATFs,
ICE, all these. Yeah. These are the ones that you can understand. They go out. Their job is inherently dangerous. The FBI is involved in criminal investigation, CIA, and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, Drug Enforcement Agency. You can just say, are you kidding? I wouldn't go to the mailroom without packing heat. You never know what's going to happen.
Sure. You're gonna give us a list of weird agencies that also have armed branches?
Well, would it surprise you to know that the Environmental Protection Agency not only has armed agents, but paramilitary-style armed agents that can make arrests?
Well, I would suppose if the EPA is going out to some factory or some heavy polluter and is going to either close them down or fine them heavily or stop what they're doing, mm-hmm. that it could be dangerous at times if the criminal activity going on at mm-hmm. said place does not want to be stopped. I can understand where that might be a bit dicey.
So you think, now I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but let me give you an example. Last month, there was a small gold mining facility in a town called Chicken, Alaska.
Okay.
Chicken, Alaska, obviously, the first thing that does is strike fear into your heart. EPA officers were not going to shut the place down, but they were going out there to investigate a report of an environmental problem. Again, investigate.
Uh-huh.
250 officers from a combined task force that included FBI and a whole bunch of others descended on this organization. They were in full body armor. They were carrying a variety of weapons, and they were identified on the backs of their shirts with police on their uniforms. This is the EPA making the raid. And in that place, it's a raid, not an investigation. There were several agents that were involved in this. Let me see here. I have a list of all of the agents that participated. The federal agencies that participated in the operation: FBI, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Coast Guard, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the U.S. Park Service. The FBI, Fish and Wildlife Service, and Bureau of Land Management and Park Services are all among 24 federal agencies that have about 250 full-time officers with arrest authority that showed up on scene.
The EPA commented by saying the agency has not denied its law enforcement officers wore body armors and carried firearms, as it says the agents are always required to do to perform their duties. However, they did not label it as a raid.
They say, oh, okay.
Environmental law enforcement, like other forms of law enforcement, always involves the potential for physical, even armed confrontation.
Really? Armed confrontation? Excuse me, sir, you're polluting. And so there's going to be a throwdown from that? All right. By the wildest stretch of the imagination, I'm going to let that one go. I used to think it was odd. I used to think the rangers, you know, the park rangers, the people that work for the federal fish or the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Yeah.
I used to think, wow, what a cushy job. You guys get to wander around in nature and play with the animals and every once in a while,
you've been watching too much Yogi Bear, man.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, you have to tell somebody to put out a campfire. Why are you so heavily armed? And I talked to one time. I said, because I met one in Yellowstone.
Illegal marijuana growing operations, anybody?
Well, and they were seriously armed. I mean, heavily armed.
Grizzly bear attack, anybody?
And that's what I asked. I said, so the weaponry you have, I said, is this in case there's a rogue moose or something, you know, I guess? And he laughed. He says, yeah. He says, we get this question a lot.
Militia, anybody?
He said, obviously we have some criminal activity that does happen in the parks that we have to be prepared for. He said, but for the most part, he said, when we are not on park land, this doesn't, it's not so much in the federal park, but when we're out and about in wildlife circumstances, he said, quite often, and I'm sure this is can be confirmed here, he said, quite often the people that I come in contact with are very well armed and very drunk.
Ah. And, uh-huh. they don't like the authorities that control their hunting and fishing activities.
Exact. He says,
think of some of the calls we get here about the DNR.
He said, there are a lot of times when cool heads prevail and a potentially dangerous situation is diffused and conversations can be had. He said, but. He said, not so much in the park, obviously. He said, but when we're on public lands and so forth, during hunting season, he said quite often that he's had more guns pointed at him as a park ranger than he ever had when he was serving in Vietnam. And I thought, okay, then,
brother.
So I'm gonna say, okay, not a problem with the Fish and Wildlife Service having armed personnel. I can understand that.
Okay.
Bureau of Land Management. Really? The surveyor has got to have armed weaponry and so forth?
I just saw a post as I'm looking up Chicken Alaska, and I'm looking up this thing that suggests there are 70 U.S. federal agencies that have
73.
That have armed and armed units and arrest capability.
73,
uh-huh.
Such as the Postal Service, Government Printing Office.
Counterfeiters, I suppose.
The Government Printing Office?
Well, do they help out with the Treasury
That's
Department?
That's the
going,
Secret Service of the Treasury Department.
No. Do they help out?
You better make sure that I understand what it is. If they mess up another batch of $100 bills, they're going to get punished. We also have the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA.
Pirates? Sharks?
Those that disagree with climate, global warming.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot them. Yeah,
I'm sure there are some that would love to have that opportunity. You disagree? Bam. There are 73 various government agencies that not only have a fully armed division. Now, some of them are only a handful strong. But they also have the ability to make arrests. That doesn't seem a little heavy-handed to you? Some of them I can understand. I agree. The Border Patrol, Immigration, the Wildlife Service. Like I just said, there's a justifiable reason. But Inspector General's offices for the printing division of our government? Really? They need guns? They need armed agents.
I'm looking up that right now to see why they have an armed unit and what it's used for.
All right. You do that because I really would like to know.
So
we'll take a break.
So would I.
You go and let your magic fingers work all over the internet. We'll take our first break, and if you'd like to throw in, 715-845-2155.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We have answers.
You've got questions, we have answers. All right, so what are we looking at?
The internet pays off. The Bureau of Engraving and Printing has a police force.
Okay.
That basically is in charge of guarding the buildings where we print our money.
Okay.
But, so people don't break in to steal, you know, the plates or whatever.
Okay, that is a good reason. But why does that department have to have its own police force? Why can't we have, why does that have to fall under there? Why can't just the local police or the U.S. Treasury do that? That seems that it would be a little more reasonable than having its own force. It seems like maybe it's a little redundancy, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, you go with that. All right. What about NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, those darn global warming.
Now, that's not all they deal with.
Skeptics. Those are the guys, the doggone it.
NOAA deals with a lot of issues, and they do have a law enforcement arm, and basically it's in charge of enforcing fishing regulations off our coasts. There are at least, what am I looking at here, at least two dozen, maybe more.
Okay.
International treaties as regards fishing, as regards killing whales, as regards cutting the fins off sharks, as regards all kinds of things.
If only there was a military branch that would go out into the water and guard the coast.
You think the Coast Guard and the Navy are going to deal with the with illegal? I suppose they do it at times.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. If Coast Guard is dealing with things like illegal immigrants coming on shore,
the law enforcement end of NOAA only has 200 employees to cover all of our coasts, and they also have a field office in Pago Pago or Pago Pago, if you prefer. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Ragu, ragu.
It's in American Samoa.
Yeah.
You know, as part of an American protectorate, they deal with fishing treaties there as well.
Sure. And again, I just find it redundant. At the very least, I find it redundant. Do you have, and I know I should have asked you this before we came back, do you have when these establishments were, or when these forces were established?
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries Office for Law Enforcement, it says here, was established in 1930 as a division of the U.S. Fish Commission and Bureau, and it then was moved into whenever they changed it to NOAA. The other one, I'm not sure, I'd have to look, but I've got a listing here of all of the federal agencies that do have enforcement. Rights.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of them. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of them.
Do you find it to be redundant for these independent agencies to have their own armed forces?
Well,
when they could have been blended in with, you know, existing forces?
I haven't looked at all of them yet, but the reason, you know, there probably are reasons why they haven't been. Maybe the Coast Guard doesn't want to deal with some of these issues that they're dealing with other stuff.
Because that's their option. They can say, no, we'd rather not deal with this. We'd rather do something else. Thanks for calling. What's your name? What can we do for you today?
Yeah, this is Charles.
Hey, Charles, what's up?
In 1965, I worked for the National Park Service, like you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
And we were not armed at the time. And we ended up capturing one of the 10 most wanted on the FBI's list in North Carolina.
Well, now, that's a fascinating story. How'd you do that?
Well, we set up a running roadblock. It's a long story. I'll tell you sometime.
Okay.
But we put two and two together and figured that this guy was the guy that had just assaulted one of the local game managers. And the upshot of it was we took him to court and talked it over with the court commissioner, and he said, I'll fine the guy $200, and he won't be able to pay it, and then we'll find out who he is, because he was carrying three sets of identification.
And this is long before you could enter fingerprints and so forth and get an ID.
Exactly. We didn't have that ability at that time. And he reached in his shirt pocket and brought out a roll of $100 bills, gave the judge two, and walked out. About an hour later, we found out that he was on the 10 most wanted. And they ended up capturing him about 2 years later out in Washington, state of Washington. But anyway, what I was going to tell you is at that time, the Rangers were not armed, but we were dealing with a lot of unsavory characters, so to speak, with the drugs just coming in. I ended up working in a national park just outside Washington, D.C., and we had all kinds of drugs and people that were high and
it was a danger.
People with guns in the parks.
Dangerous situations. Very dangerous situations.
It could have been.
All right.
And now the Rangers are armed for the most part.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that. Thanks for sharing. All right. See, and that reinforces what we said a little bit earlier. There are some very legitimate reasons.
The Smithsonian Institution has their own police force.
Yes, because I've seen that movie, and the things inside the museum, they come to life, and some of it can go bad. Okay, wouldn't that also, now they have their own police force, fall under parks and recreation?
Well, they have limited police powers, apparently, protecting the buildings and the people, and if crimes occur, they'll call the regular police force. And the U.S. National Zoological Park has their own police officers.
See, this... Again, I'm finding this to be, at the very least, redundant.
Especially assigned to the National Zoo.
Well, you don't want the orangutans getting loose.
To run loose. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want them. You don't want the baboons in Congress.
But it's interesting.
As
I look at this list, most of these, in fact, the vast majority of these, you could argue are legitimate reasons to have armed people involved. And you wouldn't think of a lot of these right off the top of your head. But if you go to Wikipedia, look under federal law enforcement in the United States, and it lists all of the different branches of government and what type of law enforcement capabilities they have. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I still think at the least it's redundant. At the most, I'm not comfortable with expanding government agencies that are not only armed but have arrest capability. Just makes me a little uneasy. When we come back, I want to throw back to a conversation that I heard on Friday as I was heading out of town.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't...
Thanks for having my back, buddy. I appreciate it.
I did. Yeah, I wish these people would call when Seth is here.
We'll talk about that when we come back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere.
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.